All right, we'll kick into it anyway. We go by alphabetical order. So, Shane, you're up first. We'll start off with the first question here, and it's a hurling question, so you might be happy with this one. Who is the current All-Star hurling goalkeeper?
I don't know if it's a Kilkenny goalie or the... It is Owen Murphy, yeah. Owen Murphy, I think.
Incorrect, Shane. It's actually Brian Hogan.
It is Brian Hogan. Is that one a good start?
Off to a bad start in a hurling question, Shane. Danny, a similar question to you. Who is the current All-Star football goalkeeper?
Cluxton, I presume, Luke.
Cluxton, correct. So that's 1-0 to Danny going into the second round. Shane, which English Premiership soccer team plays at the Emirates Stadium?
Arsenal.
Correct. Danny, who are the current leaders of the English Championship?
Leeds United, my own team, Luke.
Correct. I'd say Mal Keaveney might have had an idea of that one, Danny. I don't know, is he
well
letting
done,
you off lightly?
Well done, Mal.
Shane, on to you next. You're still behind by one going into round three. In what year did Limerick, courtesy of Limerick United, last win the FAI Senior Cup?
Can we pass on questions? Can we? That's not possible. Oh, God.
And a friend.
It was decades ago now. I'll give you that much, Shane.
What decade even? You have to give me a clue.
The 80s.
So I have to have a guess. 82?
Correct, Shane.
Oh, lovely.
Fair play. Danny, I'll extend a clue to you in one of the future questions. Don't worry.
Okay.
Danny, your one next is who captained Ireland against France in the first ever international rugby game to be played at Croke Park in 2007?
Difficult?
Incorrect. It was actually a Limerick man, Paul O'Connell, Danny.
Oh, okay.
We're back in the game.
back on level terms going into the fourth question. How many points came from Danny Neville in Limerick's defeat of Cork in the McGrath Cup senior football final earlier this year, Shane?
Oh, it was a big amount anyway. Seven?
Correct. Fair play, Shane.
No.
Was that
all my football?
you were listening into our online commentary of that one, were you?
Yeah, I was indeed, as always.
Danny, up to you next to keep it level. With which sport would you associate the late Christy O'Connor Jr.?
Golf.
Correct. Fair
Are
play
you
to
serious,
you.
Luke?
And we're at the halfway point now and we're still drawing, lads. Shane, which venue hosted the Irish Open Golf Championship in 2019?
Lahinch,
yeah. Danny, up to you next. In what year did Shane Dowling win a hurling All-Star?
2013.
Do you want to answer that for him, Shane?
I can't give it to him, unfortunately. He'll have to go another year. Where's my clue?
You didn't ask for it. 2014, Danny. He got your points in the McGrath Cup final and you couldn't even tell me when he won an All-Star.
Sorry, Shane.
No problem.
Shane,
you won't have to answer that question anymore. I said it's
an awful... Oh, I don't know about that. Shane, your next one. We're on to the sixth round now. Still all level. You've only one wrong each, so you're doing well so far. Who were the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Champions in the Millennium Year 2000?
It was Kilkenny won it in 99. Did it win it again? It was either Kilkenny or Cork, I think. I'd say Kilkenny.
Fair play to you. You're correct there. Yeah. Danny, on to you next. And it's the same question, but with the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. So who were the champions in the year 2000?
Oh, no idea. Meath?
Incorrect. It was actually Kerry. They beat Galway in a replay.
No clue.
Shane, on to you next. You're after pulling into the lead. With what sport would you associate Sonia O'Sullivan?
Running.
Exactly. Athletics or running, yeah, we'll take. Danny, name the winners of the FAI Cup last season.
Dundalk.
Incorrect. It was actually Shamrock Rovers who beat Dundalk, Danny.
No idea.
On to the eighth question now, and Shane Dowling has pulled into the lead. Shane, to seal this one off, which course annually plays host to the Irish Grand National?
Fairy House.
Correct. Danny, up to you next. Who was leading jockey at this year's Cheltenham Racing Festival?
Paul Townend.
Correct. Shane, name the winners of the Limerick Intermediate Football Championship last year.
Limerick Intermediate. Don't know.
No problem. It was Galty Gales. They beat Gerald Griffin. So, Danny, to get back into this one, which country will host the 2024 Summer Olympics?
Japan.
Incorrect. It's actually France. It's Tokyo hosting the next Olympics, of course, next year. Shane, on to the last question here, and you pretty much have this one wrapped up. In what year did boxer Katie Taylor win Olympic gold?
2012.
Correct. And Danny, just a consolation question at the end. Name the men's player with the most Grand Slam titles in tennis.
Federer.
Correct. That leaves you with a total score of 5 points, Danny. So not a bad score, but Shane has edged this one out with 8 points. I don't feel so bad now about that hint I gave him, because he did win by 3 clear points. Did you have fun, lads?
Some things never change, Luke. I'm slow to get going, but we'll eventually get going.
Danny, did you enjoy yourself?
Yeah, good. I'm going to give Mel a bit of a ring there afterwards.
Yeah.
Up with those questions.
And you never got your clue as well. If you had asked for it, you would have got one.
The famous saying, if you don't ask, you don't get.
There'll be an asterisk next to Shane Dowling's championship, I think. All that's left is to congratulate Shane Dowling. Shane, you weren't here this evening to march behind the band.
Oh, no, I
fair play to you, Shane, and thanks so much as well, Danny. Thanks to both of you for taking part. Really appreciate it.
Cheers, thanks,
all the best, lads.
Take care.